Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Bob, they're asking on ESPN if Nikola Jokic is a top 20 player of all time.
It's insane.
Does anybody else want to name for me a player who shoots threes, posts up and scores whenever he wants, is an elite passer,
a
rebounder, and everything else?
He's won three MVPs of the league, and he could have a fourth this year, but he won't because of SGA doing his thing. But he could. He had 61 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists the other day, and he is unguardable.
And that brings us to a question our friend Tyler Kennedy in studio with us for the entire hour has about if you could be, what was your question, one athlete right now?
Yeah, if you can be one athlete at any sport, which one would it be and why?
In the whole world.
Yeah. I have my answer, but it's maybe the same as you. It would be Shohei Ohtani.
Me too.
Just because of everything that he's doing. He had a walk-off last night, too. As they beat the Braves, the Dodgers are now 8-0. They may never lose, but that's not a surprise. You know how good they're going to be. $700 million deferred. He also, did you see how much money he makes overseas in endorsements? He doesn't need the money now. That's why that's all deferred for him.
And he had a game-winning homer last night. Either him or Jared Triolo. How about you, Tyler?
The only thing I don't say, there's just so many games in baseball. You know, like it's a, you know, I would either say an NFL QB, a young NFL
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, like a Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson?
Like, yeah, but the potential for injury is much greater there than it is
there. But you're only playing, what, how many, 16 games?
It doesn't matter. You face more possible situations that can knock you out of the game than you do in baseball.
Maybe he wants to do that, Bob.
Yeah. Where's the guaranteed money, right? That's
well, that's the thing.
Where's the biggest money?
In baseball, it's all guaranteed. Once you get it, you're guaranteed. It doesn't matter. In football, there's only a bigger percentages now than ever, but it's not totally.
What about golf? You wouldn't want
golf? No. Again, let's bring golf into the situation. Okay, yeah. That's different.
I could be
an elite golfer.
Yeah,
anyone.
Is golf not a sport?
Yeah, it's a sport. You don't think it's a sport?
No, I do. That's why
you raised your eyebrows.
Yeah, well, I was just like, oh, I thought like.
Do you feel like Bob is a little bit combative today?
No,
Tyler?
I mean, I'm surprised you would ask that.
No,
it is one of the most mentally.
Am I imagining
maybe
this?
A little bit?
Yeah,
you know,
Tyler, do you think he's a little? I'm not picking
yes, you
on
are.
You. You're picking on Tyler.
I try to maintain an even keel, but when something like that question bothers me.
You why?
Know, because it's the hardest so thing to do. That's all. I'm just trying to say. I think like if I had to be one golfer.
Yeah.
You can pick a lot of them who are elite right now. But my choice probably would be, and I'm saying this because he's younger, is Ludwig Åberg.
Wow.
He's got a great swing. He's going to win a lot. He's already made a ton of money. He's got things on Easy Street. He's only 25 years old.
I'd like to be Bryson DeChambeau. A golfer is what I would want to be.
Yeah.
Yes. Bryson's reinvented himself. Good for him.
Like, he's kind of got a lot going on, right?
Because he went to the LIV Tour where everybody gets buried and ignored, and he somehow brought it back. But by winning the U.S. Open last year, that made it a lot easier.
I'm just talking about the player. I'd love to be able to step up to that tee and just smash that
thing. I think
he
hit like 407.
Yeah.
Like, imagine that. Like,
by the way, Oberg, the guy I'm talking about, yesterday hit a shot with a driver. The head of the driver came off as he made impact. And yet he still drove a 320-yard par 4. The ball went onto the green, but the driver head went sideways.
I'm so jealous of those guys. How about you, Limits? One athlete in the whole world you'd want to be.
I would like to be Paul Skeens right now.
That's a good pick.
Paul Skeens, definitely.
For a lot of reasons,
A lot of reasons. Plus, he throws 100 miles an hour and has like $600 million coming to him in a couple of years.
He didn't even think he pitched well yesterday. What did he pitch, two hits?
Yeah, three hits, no runs earned.
Here's a prediction for you. He's going to have multiple no-hitters this season. How do you like that, Bob?
He might. He did that almost last year. He carried that well into games. So.
Every game he goes into, I feel like he has a chance.
Nolan Ryan.
He does.
When you look at him pitch and you see how he...
But he's much better than young Nolan Ryan.
Absolutely.
A young Nolan Ryan couldn't find the plate.
He was wild.
And had two pitches. This guy's got eight.
22 years old. He's already got enormous control over everything he does, and he will stare you down. And he will look at you and challenge you just by his eyes.
Yeah, the confidence he has in the mano a mano when he gets the eye contact. But like when you think of like his, there's got to be injuries in pitching. Like he,
the arm injuries, which you worry about the most.
You know, like is that more than Patrick Mahomes? Like I think Mahomes obviously concussions and that stuff. But when I think of Skeens, like his shoulder, like when I think of longevity, when he's 50, that right arm that he's throwing or the left arm, it's got to be totaled. You know, it's got to be out. You know, I don't know. I don't know too many pitchers in MLB after their career, what kind of shape they're in.
Well, I think they're in a lot better shape than some football players who end up with CTE and other problems because of the concussion factor. You know, I don't think you necessarily have to worry about that in baseball.
We have Tyler Kennedy here for a couple more minutes. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. All right, Tyler, how about with only, handful of games left or so in the regular season? Some awards. How about...
Yes, let's go.
How about the Hart Trophy? I mean, you have Kucherov, you have McKinnon. Even Hellebuyck could be considered for that.
No, Ovechkin. You didn't mention his name yet.
Ovechkin for the Hart?
Why not?
All right.
He missed 25 games. He's going to have over 40 goals, and they have the best record in the NHL.
Tyler?
Well...
Bobby is 66 points.
Yeah,
he would be the first guy in history.
40 goals in a record-setting year where they have the best record in the NHL.
I know, but he's only played 59 games and has 66 points.
Yeah, I think he's
40
nominated.
40 goals in 55 games or 59
games. I know.
I mean,
it would be highly unusual. Okay, throw him in there. Who do you got?
Well, I think I'd throw him in there, but I would say Kucherov. When they played Tampa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only other guy I've seen control the game like that was McDavid, but I just feel Kucherov has such a feel on the game and his ability to slow it down, and just he just gets so many points, you know, like his line is the best line in hockey right now. So I think Kucherov is the guy.
I would think Leon Draisaitl deserves a
That's
lot of credit.
That's who I'm going with, because he's got the 50 goals to go along with the 105 points. He still is an outside shot at the scoring title.
Yeah.
But it's those 52 goals that stand out, right?
Absolutely.
7 years to get 50 goals.
How about the Norris Trophy this year?
Oh, that's a tough
That's a good one. I have my answer. Just because I've watched him all year and I'm very impressed with him.
Like
Zach Werenski.
But
of all teams, that Columbus team has shocked a lot of people, I think.
You're going to pick him over Makar?
Yes.
No
way. Makar's going to get up to upwards of 95 points.
I understand that.
Like, I think
he plays a different game. I think Werenski is more.
And Werenski still is going to get about 80.
But I think there's a lot more pressure on Makar. I think he's consistently the best defenseman in the league. And the way he skates, the way he can control back there, he's not a defensive liability. The only thing with Werenski, I just don't think he's strong enough in his own end. I think he's a solid defenseman, but I just don't think he brings what Makar does on the back end.
Yeah. How about Jack Adams? Is Carberry the winner here?
Should be.
Yeah, I watch a lot of his interviews. I love what he says about the team. I love how he comes in the room and talks to the guy, gives the awards away after the game, and how he's got his team and how they follow a system to a T.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
That's hard to do with a team that does have young players, as you intimated, Tyler, but they also have a lot of older players
right.
who are not necessarily geared to play that way, and he's convinced them all to play that kind of style.
When you got Ovechkin chipping the puck in, like, you got buy-in from the coach, you know, and that was probably his biggest kind of knock for his first 8 years was he was just trying to score goals. He wasn't playing to win. And now guys like him, guys like Boudreau had him dialed in and buying in to team first. And, you know, they've been the best team in the league all year.
Give me your Stanley Cup final right now. Forget what you said before the season. You get to choose your two finalists right now. Who's playing in the final? Who's winning? Bob, you can join in here, too. I would love that.
Tyler goes first.
Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Colorado Avalanche. I think they've added some size. I think they look good. McKinnon's McKinnon. I think those two are going to be in the finals. And I can see Tampa winning again. I just think they have such a good chemistry. They bring some guys in. They got the goalie. Their D are solid. Hedman still got enough juice to make a run. And then their forwards, like I said, they have the best line in the league right now, in my opinion.
All right. I would agree with a lot of what you said, and Tampa will be a factor. But I'm going to go from the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars. I think they're loaded, and when they play the kind of game Ottinger has to do what he has to do. Now, that's all these goaltenders. Winnipeg has an advantage there with Hellebuck in goal. He'll be the Vezina winner for the third time in his career. So, Dallas versus I'm gonna shock the world here with this one because they've never done it in a long
time.
Toronto. Nine straight years in the playoffs.
What?
It's time. Toronto.
The Maple Leafs.
We'll see.
They just beat Florida last night.
What a pick.
Toronto and Dallas.
I'm going to go with the Capitals against the Avalanche, Bob. That's what I'm feeling right now. Now, give me a wild card team right now, or a team that you think will be a wild card team. Right now, the teams in that kind of mix are Ottawa, Montreal, the Rangers, the Jackets. And then in the West, it could be a lot of teams. It could be Minnesota, St. Louis. Well, really, Minnesota and St. Louis are kind of locked in. Give me one of those teams on the edge that could make a run, Tyler, and win it all.
I was going to say Ottawa, but Brady Tkachuk just got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have him, their team really changes. So if they had him, I would say Ottawa. But I think Montreal's starting to feel it. They're starting to get chemistry. I think they're playing really good. They got a young core, and they're rolling right now. And I think when teams get on a roll with less than 10 games going, they roll it right into playoffs, and they play really well.
I'm picking St. Louis as that team. They've won 10 in a row. They got a big game goalie. Yeah, I like them, Bob. In fact, I may pick them anyway over Colorado to get there in the West.
I'm not going to go that far. We'll find out. The Penguins play them tonight, but they're good. And I think if you're going to tell me a wild card team that's in position to do some damage, it would have. And Jordan Binnington has shown he's a big money goalie.
Yeah, that Four Nations, I think, really helped his confidence.
Yeah.
And like,
he's got that in the cup.
But I think he kind of fell off after he won the cup, mm-hmm. and he was struggling. But, you know, with them going back to him in the Four Nations, I just think it really showed confidence, and he built off it, and he's been lights out ever since Four Nations. And I think that's a big reason why. So, again, he's a guy you can never count out in playoffs.
That's Tyler Kennedy, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. He joins us every Thursday from 10 to 11. And what a man he is, Bob. Getting nicer every week, isn't he?
He is. Back in the gym doing these things. He entices me to go into yoga, which I've never really done consistently before. I think I better do it.
Do you go to yoga?
I do a little bit of stretching. Like, I usually watch it on YouTube because I can't like leave the house and go to yoga. But I do it. And I do it, honestly, a little bit for the golf game, so I can like just a little bit more range in the swings and just feeling better. But yeah, I try to stretch as much as possible.
Thank you, Tyler. We'll see you next week.
Tyler Kennedy.
Yeah, you forgot. I love that. Bob.